JP Morgan Chase Bank just canceled our bank accounts, together with that of our CFO, CEO and their spouses and children. This is the social credit system at work, forcing people to turn against each other for self-preservation, and it soon will be used against everyone. Debanked. The social credit system plot to topple Mercola. Story at a glance. In mid-July 2023, JP Morgan Chase Bank canceled all my business bank accounts, along with the personal accounts of our CEO, CFO and their respective spouses and children. Over the past 3+ years, countless people and organizations have been cut off from online payment services and banking services for their views alone. What makes our current case unique is that Chase is expanding the punishment to key employees of my business and their families. People who literally have nothing due to with me. What we're seeing is the weaponization of finance, where people whose views or actions go against the official narrative are cut off from basic financial services. This is the social credit system at work and, soon, it will be used against everyone. The debanking of employees and their families is a social credit system tactic to make people start policing each other by punishing associations. This creates discord and distrust, and forces people to turn on each other for self-preservation. May 2, 2023, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation that prohibits financial institutions from denying or canceling services based on political or religious beliefs. However, this law has never been invoked before, so there's no procedure in place to enforce it. We're hoping the Attorney General will sort that out. Essentially, we're the test case to determine whether the governor's new law has teeth or not. As I reported last week, in mid-July 2023, JP Morgan Chase Bank canceled all Mercola Market Bank accounts, along with the personal accounts of our CEO, CFO and their respective spouses and children. 1. All received identical letters in which no reason for the decision was given, other than there was unexpected activity on an unspecified account. Cruel and unusual. My CFO, Amalia Legaspi, whose Chase accounts, including a joint account with her husband, were closed along with mine, is now struggling to figure out how to pay for her husband's healthcare in the Philippines. 2. What we're seeing is the weaponization of finance, where people whose views or actions go against the official narrative are cut off from basic financial services. This is the social credit system at work, and soon, it will be used against everyone. He's bedridden with dementia and his pension and medical expenses rely on this account. It will be exceedingly challenging for her to correct this matter under the current circumstances as red tape prevents her from opening another bank account in his name. I realize my opinions regarding COVID differ significantly from those of Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, but there is no reason to punish my employees and their families. What they're doing is just inhumane and wrong on so many levels. The worldwide weaponization of finance. What we're seeing is the weaponization of finance, where people whose views or actions go against the official narrative are cut off from basic financial services. This is the social credit system at work and, soon, it will be used against everyone. Over the past 3+ years, countless people and organizations have been cut off from online payment services and banking services merely for their views. In January 2022, natural health organizations, anti-war journalists, Christian organizations, anti-child grooming organizations, nonprofits fighting vaccine mandates, organizations promoting early COVID treatments, alternative media and free speech unions had their PayPal accounts canceled without warning. In February 2022, the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of more than 200 people for the crime of donating to anti-mandate protests. 3. 4. In the following month, Russian banks were excluded from the SWIFT system, the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. Russians living across the world were also debanked for nothing more than their names and national origin. 5. Just last month, Nigel Farage, the British politician who started the Brexit movement, was also debanked for his political views. Initially, Coutts Bank, which is part of the NatWest Group, said his account was closed because his balance had fallen below the minimum required for eligibility, but subsequent revelations have shown this to be untrue, and NatWest CEO Allison Rose resigned once the lie became apparent. 6. Download PDFA social credit test case. What makes our current case a bit unique is the fact that Chase is expanding the punishment to key employees of my business and their families, people who literally have nothing due to with my opinions, they merely work for me, or happen to be married to or have a child with someone who works for me. It's important to realize that this is a key social credit system tactic. In short, you are punished based on your associations. This creates discord and distrust, and forces people to turn on each other for self-preservation. Essentially, people start policing each other. If you know your financial life can be ruined if you can in any way be linked to a dissenter, you'll learn to avoid dissenters like the plague pretty quickly. You'll learn to distrust everyone around you and minimize your social circle. You'll learn to pressure the people around you to conform to whatever the prevailing narrative might be. By targeting my CEO, CFO and their families, Chase is basically attempting to hurt my business from within by turning them against me. Maybe they're hoping they'll quit, knowing that these positions are not easy to fill. I'm not worried about that in this case, but it's easy to see how this kind of tactic would freeze out dissenters and force them out of business. Adding insult to injury, Chase appears to be intentionally trying to slander me by telling reporters that accounts are typically only done for anti-money laundering purposes. 7.8. No money laundering charges have ever been leveled against me, but insinuating that our accounts were canceled due to money laundering is a highly effective disparaging technique. As noted by Twitter user Janet Kervin, 9.6 banks, including JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, submitted over 170 suspicious activity reports to the Treasury Department regarding the Biden family. Why haven't these accounts been closed? Chase representatives have only directed us to the bank's customer agreement, which specifies that they can cancel accounts at any time, for any reason. Apparently, that's the justification they're trying to go with. We have now brought our case to the attention of the Attorney General of Florida, who will take it from here, for now. A test case for Florida's new law? May 2, 2023, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation that specifically prohibits financial institutions from denying or canceling services based on political or religious beliefs. 10. However, this law has never been invoked before, so there's no procedure in place to enforce it. We're hoping the Attorney General will sort that out to determine whether the governor's new law has teeth or not, and whether it can be enforced at all. If all a bank needs to do is point to their customer agreement and remain mum about the true cause for the cancellation. The fact that Chase refuses to give us a reason for the closure of all these accounts is certainly suspicious. They won't even say which account had unexpected activity, or what banking activity was deemed unexpected. There's reason to suspect political motivations, considering I've been targeted as a dangerous COVID misinformation spreader by the White House, members of Congress, the intelligence community and attorneys general of other states, while Chase CEO Jamie Dimon has been an outspoken COVID jab pusher. In early 2022, Dimon threatened to fire all unvaccinated workers from Chase's New York City headquarters, 11.12.13, despite the Supreme Court's decision that employers could not mandate the jabs. 14. If Dimon can spit in the eye of the Supreme Court, he probably thinks he's above Florida law too. It's even possible that the decision to debank my business and key personnel came from higher-ups in the government, perhaps even the White House itself, considering the Biden administration specifically targeted me for censorship, as evidenced in the Twitter files and the landmark censorship lawsuit filed against Biden by the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana. Are they trying to destroy dissenters by colluding with banks in the same way they've been colluding with and pressuring social media companies to censor certain individuals? Chase is not acting from moral high ground. What is certain is that Chase Bank is not acting on some high ethical or moral ground. In addition to ignoring evidence of money laundering by the Biden family, Chase Bank and Dimon himself also had a decade-long close working relationship with the notorious pedophile and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. According to Mimi Liu, a lawyer for the U.S. Virgin Islands, Dimon knew that Epstein was a sex trafficker by 2008 at the latest, but chose to do business with him anyway. 15. The AML Compliance Department, Chase Bank's in-house human trafficking experts, urged the bank to cut ties with that scum Epstein, warning that known child sleaze posed a reputational risk and undermined the bank's work to combat human trafficking. Yet Dimon and other executives looked the other way. 16. Epstein's sordid business dealings also didn't prevent Dimon from using his contacts to arrange meetings with other high-profile individuals, such as former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, as evidenced in the email below. 17. As reported by the New York Post, 18, Epstein also helped Chase Bank land other, deep-pocketed clients, including Google co-founder Sergey Brin, Bill Gates, the Sultan of Dubai, Prince Andrew, Hyatt Hotel heir Thomas Pritzker and billionaire hedge fund founder Glenn Dubin. According to Liu, Dimon and former Chase Bank executive Zhiz Staley broke every rule to facilitate his sex trafficking in exchange for Epstein's wealth, connections and referrals. Chase Bank didn't terminate Epstein's accounts until 2013. According to an investigation by Unlimited Hangout, 19, The same globalist network that enabled Epstein was also behind the rise of Diamond, which can help explain quite a bit. Those ties are summarized in the short video below. Video link: this is not our first attack. In 2021, we went through a similar situation when the New York Times published a front-page hit piece about me and, not to be outdone, CNN stalked me at my home in Florida and ambushed me in a beach parking lot. Then, in October 2022, we had the worst advanced persistent threat, APT, cyber attack on our IT infrastructure in our history. The attack was carried out by a professional, sophisticated, well-known international group that penetrated our defenses, including Cloudflare, which protects against virtually all attacks. They infected one of our computers with a virus that destroyed our server hardware and we were offline for 2 weeks. I am not mentioning these attacks to evoke sympathy. Rather, my intention is to emphasize that we are facing a formidable battle against exceptionally sophisticated threats. You need to be prepared. Thankfully, we are currently in a lull, without any mask requirements, lockdowns or vaccine mandates. This is the first summer we have been able to enjoy in 3 years and it feels great. I joined the Boy Scouts when I was a teenager, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. One of the most important lessons I learned was to adopt their motto, "Be prepared." It has served me well throughout my life and I encourage you to adopt it. We have not won yet, and this is likely the calm before the storm. Everything points to another crisis coming in the not-too-distant future. It could be another lab-created bioweapon, a nuclear war, internet shutdown or even a fabricated alien invasion. A helpful resource for the next crisis. I have spent most of the last 50 years learning ways to optimize health naturally. There were many mistakes along the way, but year after year I would gradually acquire more knowledge and understanding about foundational health principles that will activate your intrinsic healing capacity. My commitment to this community is to create 50 to 100 hours of highly detailed information on the basics of staying healthy. Will it cover every possible strategy? Hardly, that would take an entire team of health experts to compile. I might do that in the future, but time is short, and you need a resource you can rely on to get you through the coming crisis. Many of us believe that unrestricted access to the currently heavily censored internet may eventually vanish altogether. It's crucial to prepare by gathering resources that can guide you through potential crises. Without such preparations, obtaining essential information will become increasingly challenging. Even with the internet functioning today, accessing this information is already quite difficult, and I truly anticipate it will become even more so in the not-too-distant future. The video series I'm producing must be hidden from Google, so it will be behind the Substack paywall. You will be able to get access to it for $4 or $5 per month, depending on your payment plan. I would encourage you to subscribe to my Substack site now, as not only will you have full access to this course, but also to all my other content that we can't put on our site anymore. I donate the Substack fees to the nonprofits that we support, such as the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, the Organic Consumers Association, OCA, and Consumers for Dental Choice. This project will likely take me a year to produce and will consume most all my limited free time in the next year, but I feel called to do this. I have been given many gifts in this lifetime and with that comes great responsibility. When the next crisis strikes, you can rely on the information I am now creating for you, as they are timeless principles that will always help you and your family take control of your health. In closing, our mission right now is to get justice for what Chase Bank has done to us, so that, hopefully, they cannot do this to anyone else. Debanking is a social credit control scheme that must be stopped in its tracks, and as frustrating as it is, we accept the challenge of being the pilot case for Florida's anti-debanking legislation. What we're seeing is the weaponization of finance, where people whose views or actions go against the official narrative are cut off from basic financial services. This is the social credit system at work, and soon, it will be used against everyone.